It's time for our scripture of the day. To get it delivered to your phone, text the word scripture to 800-969-9467.
Hebrews 5 verses 8 and 9 says, although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obeyed him, being designed by God, a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. So what does it look like to live out the Christian life in pursuit of holiness? The number one thing that God asks of us is obedience. Obedience is the core of our relating with God. It's greatly rewarded by him, and we see this all throughout the Bible. Proof of our obedience is that it is so desired by God, as written about in the Old Testament. In 1 Samuel 15, Saul was speaking to Samuel about his distress after defeating the Amalekites. And Samuel replies to Saul's concern, saying, has the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. As created beings made in the image of God, it is safe to say that doing things his way instead of ours is the better of the two. And it's God's desire that each of us submit to his ways in our life and be obedient to him. Obedience is so necessary that it is the reason that you and I have eternal life. Yes, each one of us is saved because of the obedience of Christ. You recall when Jesus was pleading with God in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he asked him, let this cup pass from me? Well, he was asking the Father for perhaps a way out. It says here in the first part of Matthew 26 that we read, and going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. But the second part of that scripture is the important thing that says, not as I will, but as you will. All too often, we believe that we know what's best for our life, and we trust in our own ability, thinking that we know what is best. And we're always wrong. He is sovereign. He knows all. And we can look, you know, and just go to Daniel. Go to Daniel 2. Look at that. He talks about it determines the course of the world events, removes kings and sets others on their throne. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. We have to learn to trust God fully with every part of our life. And so what does that look like then? It's a posture of our heart, a posture with great humility that says, not my will, but yours. It's a submission that turns our earthly want and desire for our life and redirects us to the heavenly desires that God has placed over us before we were even born. It is a commitment to say, the Lord, where you lead, I will go, for this is your will for me, and I will trust in you.